In my studio, I have Asaf Dori, and I want to welcome the audience to another edition of A Weight Off Your Shoulders. My name is Edward Troy, kind of like the moderator and interviewer. Asaf, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Ed. How are you?
Fantastic, and thank you for being here. You know, I just want to say you're one of the more inspirational people that I've known in my life. You know, we're in here to talk about some, you know, fitness things, and you recently were in the Crown Mountain Strongman contest.
I want to
go back to, you know, how you're raised and where you're raised, and, you know, just a brief bio of your life.
Well, as an amputee, I'll give it to you on one leg. I was born and raised in Israel, served in the Israeli Army. I was a staff sergeant. My mom is an American. I had a great childhood there. After the Army, I came to the States, kind of get a different perspective. I fell in love with this country, and I stayed, and that was back in 92. I was traveled around the United States quite a bit, went to school, and then ended up as a deputy sheriff in Florida.
Okay.
I got injured there twice in the line of duty. I'm above the knee amputee, and now I'm here.
All right. And so what were some of the things that you were doing in Israel? Was there any kind of like fitness regimen that you grew up with as a part of your life, a way of life?
Well, it was different growing up in the 70s and 80s and going out, playing outside in the afternoon, surfing. Was pretty heavy into martial arts. And then also after that, the Army. So, like, you know, growing up as a teenager, after school, we'd go outside and play basketball, soccer, anything that has to do outside, a lot of surfing. It was close to the Mediterranean, so that's basically nothing regimented.
Okay. So it was an unregimented, random, hey, let's go do some stuff.
Exactly, every day.
All right. You know, that sounds like a great you know, childhood, growing up, experiences with your friends and laughing and just being a kid.
Yeah, and being so close to the Mediterranean, surfing a lot and doing that stuff.
All right.
And then martial arts. Martial arts was really big and all the way till 18.
Now, did you learn Krav Maga when you were there?
I did Taekwondo full contact.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of different than here. We didn't have gloves. We didn't have any protection other than a cup, and that's it. And everything was fair game.
So the body was the target.
The body was the target. You got hit a lot. You got strong, but and also conditioned.
All right. Fantastic. And so I guess you got a sense of balance and you know, maybe some of the spiritual things that are associated with that too.
Yes. Right. I love doing martial arts. I'm a true believer in it. My daughter today does it, so I think it's absolutely a great way for children to get down a path.
Okay, and so then you ended up here in the States, mm-hmm. and you were a deputy?
I was at Pinellas County Deputy Sheriff. It's in the Tampa Bay area in Florida.
Pinellas, wow. I actually lived in Pasco County just to the south of there a long time ago.
Yeah, so that was it. You see, it comes around. The circles are coming around.
That's right. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Pinellas County. I was lived there from 96 till 2011.
Okay. And I think we met when you were at the gym, I believe.
Yep. We met at TacFit when it first opened in 2013, mm-hmm. and that's when after already living here for a couple of years and dealing with numerous surgeries and pain and amputations, and I kind of found my path back to working out and exercises. And actually, I found that before that when I first moved here with Vince Shimp and mm-hmm. working for CrossFit. And he kind of helped me a lot with that. But then due to my physical condition, I couldn't do it. So I found TacFit, and that's how we met.
Okay. And so as an adaptive athlete, what are some of the things you feel are incredibly important to, you know, for anyone that's out there that is an adaptive person?
I think for anybody, it's just going out and doing something. Doing something for yourself, doing something if it's for your family. The working out aspect of it, doing day-to-day stuff, I call it the creates my functional strength. It's been over 3.5 years since I could wear a prosthetic. I'm on crutches all the time. It's frustrating. It's hard. But I learned how to live with it. And to be strong on it, you have to work on your adaptive strength every single day and your functional strength. So that's, for me, the gym. And then I was blessed. 1.5 years ago, I met Stephen and Joel Foshan. And they're on Foshan Clubhouse here in Carbondale. And he got me into Adaptive Strongman, which for me changed my whole perspective and outlook. When I started TacFit, within the first 2 years, I lost like 50 pounds, felt strong, felt doing stuff, didn't really know what I was doing. But started with Adaptive Strongman with Stevens, has totally changed everything for me. So now it's like, I go there twice a week, and I go to TacFit 5 days a week for adaptive or active recovery, I call it.
All right. So in other words, you get the brutal stuff from Stephen, and then you go to TacFit, and it's stuff basically to recover from the...
To recover, and also, yeah. You know, for me, working out is, I call it, draining the emotional pus.
Okay.
All the frustrations, all the anger, the pain, all the bad thoughts that we carry around with us. Doesn't matter as an amputee, as not an amputee, as everybody carries it. So for me, I found a positive outlet through working out and doing that at the gym, taking it out there to be a better person after, to be a better father, husband, friend, whatever, just to go through life.
Well, that's fantastic. And now... when you were in the what specifically led you to the idea that, wow, you know what, I can still compete and I want to?
At Stephen, he told me, Asaf, why don't you just try it? You know, it's a different energy. And what blew me away in this competition, Ground Mountain Strongman, was the camaraderie among the participants. I've never been to any competition in my life that people actually cared to the person next to them that they're competing against and giving them tips, giving them advice, helping them, setting them up, prepping them. And in the Adaptive Strongman community, to see that, it's incredible. And it opened up my eyes here in Crown Mountain Strongman to see the care. The athletes, I don't really consider myself an athlete, but... the athletes that were there, everybody that were participating there, the care, support, the stepping up and helping to one another. And that's your competition. That was beautiful. That was absolutely amazing.
That type of camaraderie is amazing. And as a fellow competitor in athletics, I think one of the most joyous things I felt was I didn't have anything in a particular race. And so I said to this one guy that I had met beforehand, go. Because I felt like he had a chance of getting a place, and I knew that I could not do it. And I just, that day, I just didn't have it.
No, I was competing directly against people in my division, my class. And then
they're trying to help you
beat them. And they're trying
to
help me beat them, and I'm trying to help them
so
beat
awesome.
Me.
Yeah.
And it's not even the adaptive side. You saw it with the regular athletes, the strongman athletes that competed. They were competing against one another in the same class and the same everything, and they're helping one another. So that was a beautiful thing to see about us as humans doing something good in a competition for prizes, for everything. But to see that was amazing. To be part of it was even better.
I think the camaraderie is maybe the greatest reward in and of itself. There's that introspective feeling, warm, glowing feeling like, wow, I did really well. And then you look at the people around you and say, you know what? If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am now.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. And, you know, Stephen and Joel put their hearts out there for that competition. And, you know, there was a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that came and just helped to move a lot of this stuff and to create that. And to see that just because they care.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Those two are just wonderful people. Steve and Joel, if you hear this.
We're talking about you.
Yeah, we're talking about you. promise it's all good, though.
And then I got qualified for the Arnolds and the World Champions in March in Columbus, Ohio. So I just found out yesterday, and I'm training for that, and I hope I'll be able to do it. I had my 43rd surgery about 3 weeks ago, and I have more scheduled, so we'll see what happens.
Well, man, I am so privileged to, you know, to have been one of the, you know, people that met you, I guess, fairly early on when you moved into this area. And every time I've seen you, I have an uplifting experience. It's been an uplifting experience.
Thank you. That's humbling. That's really humbling. And we've been blessed living here. We have. You know, we moved out here because I lost everything. Got injured in Florida. We had, you know, young kids. We lost everything. We packed our belongings and by accident we ended up here. And by accident we got selected to Habitat for Humanity to build a full ADA home for me that is comfortable and safe to live in and to function. So we're blessed with all this. We're absolutely blessed.
And it's really wonderful to hear. I do want to bring up, you had a deadlift of 405 pounds.
In the competition?
Yes.
Yes, that was for reps per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a seated deadlift. I must do everything I do is seated because of my condition. And I cannot engage my sound leg. Once that engages all the nerve damage that I have and creates problems. So, and it's funny that you bring it up because in the competition I was very worried about that, even though I hit that before. And yesterday, just working out 3 weeks after surgery with no belt, with no nothing, any special equipment, we're just doing 405-pound seated deadlifts at six reps, you know, three or four times, and then was able to do the rest of my workout without being destroyed. So doing something right.
That's awesome, man. Hey, 405 pounds. There's only a few people that I know that can do that or have done it. And, you know, I would say that most people who go into the gym that are rec lifters that are, quote, you know, don't have ADA issues, most people are usually in a 250 if they're working out, like say the 250, maybe 355 range, and you know, and that's if they're lifting, you know, pretty consistently, and you're hitting 405 for reps.
Yeah, 545 I think is my PR for reps, but I've never thought I'd lift something big and heavy like that, and I never understood why people do it. But the emotional release that comes with that, for me, it resets kind of my nervous system and the pain, and it gives me something to deal with. It's incredible. It's for those couple seconds of not having pain, just concentrating and picking up something very heavy like that. That's the reward.
You feel like you're getting like a spiritual catharsis in a sense, or emotional catharsis?
I think it's an emotional thing. I think it's a, you know, I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to do it. And you know, I focus, I'm in right here, right now, and I'm going to do it. And that's what it's about. And then after that, it's like you feel, yes, you know, that's
so
mine.
You're engaged and present.
Yes, and that's what, it's part of it. It's being in that moment. And it's one thing I tell a lot of people, it's okay to quit. It's okay to say I'm going to give up. It's okay, you know, this is too hard. But not here, not now. Quit tomorrow.
All right, so you quit know, after the bar is down.
I quit after the bar is down. I hate rowing, like we talked about earlier. I row. I hate it. Every day I say I'm going to quit, but every day I say I'll quit tomorrow. I'm not going to quit now. I'm not going to quit here. I have a good reason to do it. I have a good reason to live. I have a good reason to do stuff. So any dark moment, it's okay to quit, but tomorrow.
All right, so everyone hearing this, Asaf is willing to quit, but he's reserving the right to change his mind about quitting tomorrow.
No, I'll quit tomorrow. I'll quit tomorrow. Not here, not now, ever.
And then tomorrow becomes today, and so now,
exactly.
So now there is another tomorrow, but that's not today.
Exactly. You got over that hump today. You got over that hump right now. You got over that hard, dark moment right now.
All right. So that's beautiful. And just so for the audience, how does this help you in day-to-day living in just doing the things that have to be done in the house, or even, you know, say, getting here for this interview?
It's the functional strength is one thing, the ability to be able to do stuff, to be part of society, be part of my family. But I think the best thing I've heard of how this helped me is my 10-and-a-half-year-old daughter tell me a few months into it, you know, you don't yell as much at home. You don't get as frustrated as much at home. And before, I'd get frustrated. You know, I'm like, why can't you just do it? You know, I'm like, and I couldn't. I physically couldn't do it. Now I found a way to physically do it, but better is not get frustrated and not raise my voice and not yell at home. So that's, for me, the best compliment I got.
Well, darn it, those vocal cords still work, though, on demand.
They do work. They do work when they need it, but, you know, it's that lack. It helps me deal with a lot of that emotional buzz. It helps me deal with a lot of the dark thoughts, a lot of the, you know, living in pain nonstop, you know, all that frustration. Not being able to take my daughter to go ski. I can't. Right now, in my condition, I can't. So I found other stuff we'll do together. But to keep stuff in perspective, you know, just yesterday I lift 18 times, 405 pounds. So, yeah, it's easy for me to get up this morning and let me go ahead to the gym and do an hour cardio. It's fun.
And that's part of that active recovery.
Yeah, that's a part of active recovery and part of the functional strength that I know that I can do it. You know, I know I can come home, you know, after the gym, go grocery shopping, bring the stuff in, stand on one leg and do dinner, cook dinner, change the laundry, change the bed, stuff that we take for granted. It's like after my last surgery, I called Scott Gilbert from Habitat. And the reason I called is I had two surgeries within a span of a week. And then for 10 days, I couldn't shower. And in the past, my wife would bring me home, put me on garbage bags, and wash me down because I couldn't get in and out of the shower.
Right.
Now I'm blessed that I have a full shower that I can hold myself in, sit down. I took a 20-some-odd-minute hot shower. It felt divine. You know?
Luxuriating.
It's beyond. It's beyond. So I called him up and said, I want to say thank you. You know, it's been 4 years that we live in this home, and we bought it 4 years ago, but it's the small things that now I feel like a human being, that I can come from the hospital, go into my shower safely, take a nice long hot shower, and feel like, you know, like a king. You know, I don't have to be on the floor being washed down, you know, on garbage bags. It's the small things that make a difference. But if I do fall on the floor, like yesterday when I was shoveling the driveway, I can get up. I know that I can get up because my functional strength. So that's how it all ties in.
Yeah, so you have the functional strength leads to functional ability and your ability to simply do things that you want to do. You can say yes.
I can do it and go ahead and do it. And when we had the snow, you know, I had to shovel that day three times my driveway. But I could do it. And I could do other stuff after. I didn't have to be totally destroyed, bedridden. My problem is dealing with pain and dealing with CRPS and all the nerve damage. Today is better after my last two surgeries. But I had times that 18, 19 hours out of the day, I'd be in bed. I couldn't move physically. So by the time I could move, I'd go to the gym to take that out.
Okay. Now, just for the audience, what does CRPS stand for?
It's complex regional pain syndrome. It's basically when you have a traumatic injury to an area, the nerves are nonstop firing to the brain saying there's a problem. So with me, it comes out in the stump, and it's like they're always firing to the brain. The brain reacts. The body reacts to it. My whole stump breaks into boils on top of nerve pain. There's no pill that you can take for nerve pain. There's no drugs that you can take for nerve pain. I'm allergic to THC and CBD, so living in Colorado doesn't really help me, but just found positive ways to deal with it.
All right, so this is fantastic. And so anyone that's out there that has had difficulties, you know, I speak with my friend Asaf here, I hope that you find a way of looking at or hearing, you know, hope for yourself too, and that there are things you can do in the next, you know, minute, next 5 minutes, the next you know, 5 days or 5 years that give you pause to consider the fact that you are and that your state of being is valued by other people, not just you.
And, you know,
you can be there for them.
You should always be there for them. Even if you can sometimes be there for yourself, in the long run, you are there for yourself and you are there for them. And get up and do it, even when it's hard, even when it's painful. So I used to look forward to the minute that I could get up and do stuff. So the minute I can get up and do stuff, I'd go to the gym. And my wife, a lot of times, she's like, "Did you go to the gym yet?" I'm like, "No, not yet. Just go."
Guilty.
Yeah. So go. You know, just kind of get all that gunk, all that emotional bus out, and you'll feel better. You really will. You know, and it doesn't matter, you know, what you do, as long as you just move, and the movement is what's about.
So, all right. So, how is your wife Sigal? How does she adapt to the situation that you're in?
It's hard. It's hard in the whole family, you know. Everybody has to pick up much harder loads at times, and sometimes they can't adapt, and sometimes they can't. They're extremely supportive. We're a family. You know, we haven't given up yet. We've been through a lot, and it was beautiful for me to see my family there when I was competing. I never thought I'd compete in an adaptive strongman competition. And then to see them there cheering, and, you know, and it was hot, and it was a long day, and now they're excited. They're excited to go to the Arnolds and hopefully to see me there too. So
hopefully it won't be as windy there. Because it was so windy that day.
It was windy and hot.
God,
and it was
I
like,
couldn't believe it.
It was, you know, I never even felt that.
Wow, that's, you're in competitive mode. You're probably right inside of yourself. Okay, I'm going to feel this thing. I'm going to feel the angles. I'm going to feel the tension.
It was awesome.
The bar is going to be right where it needs to be.
And then for 2 days after, I couldn't move. I was, by the time I got home, I was in so much physical pain that my stump broke up. My residual limb broke up into just sores. The whole thing, and that was. It's a sympathetic reaction from the body. But I was so happy, and I was feeling so good, lying in bed. Physically, I couldn't move. I was convulsing. I was in a world of hurt. But emotionally, I was happy. I achieved something I never thought I'd ever even be close to achieving. And I look forward every time, you know, Stephen calls me, "Hey, we have a workout today, tomorrow." I'm like, "I'll be there. It doesn't matter what," you know. And I call him, he's the Einstein of adaptive strongman, because he'll come up with new and different things all the time and really create that long-term functional strength.
That is fantastic. And as I said, I'd interviewed Stephen and Joel a couple of times, mm-hmm. and I greatly appreciate his contribution to the Roaring Fork Valley, just even for a wide range of things.
Yep,
you know, the a great place you know, to work out for lifters and people going into strongman stuff is work with veterans and you know, and ADA individuals.
That's the biggest thing, is that the adaptive. Not a lot of people, you know. TACFIT is great. It's very accessible. You know, Amanda really did a great job with making it accessible for people with disabilities. But, you know, if you want to take it to the next level, like with, you know, adaptive strongman and stuff like that, it's hard. There's nobody out there that's doing that. There's nobody out there that will, you know, teach you. And it's nice to see now the community starting to grow worldwide, to people to learn that you can do it and you can pick up 180-pound stones and 200-pound stones and throw them over your shoulders and move that stuff and know that you can do it confidently without getting injured.
Well, you were absolutely fantastic. I was like, "Holy crap, I've known this guy. I can't believe he's here, actually."
I didn't believe it either.
I'm just having an out-of-optical experience. You're probably having an out-of-body experience.
I did. And it was awesome. And at the time, I was only training 3 or 4 months with him.
Wow.
So
you definitely have some significant upside potential. So left. Based on that, if only 3 or 4 months, you've got a lot of upside potential.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to, because it just feels good. It feels good, and it feels good to be able to do stuff that in the past, not only necessarily I didn't feel I could do it, but I physically couldn't do it because I wasn't strong enough.
We are nearing the end of the show. And anyway, Asaf, thank you so much for coming here on your Saturday.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for what you do, because it's inspirational, and so I really appreciate it.
Well, it's an absolute privilege to have you as a friend. We need to get together and have some kind of lunch. Hey, you're going to go vegan one of these days.
No, but I'll respect you, and I'll have something vegan with you.
All right, that sounds like a winner. All right. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another edition of A Weight Off Your Shoulders. And Asaf, wonderful to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.